You know, a lot of people went to, showed up at Wat Bapong, and they were very keen on meditating, and I was, you know, as much as they could, I was always in awe of these people, because when I started meditating, I hated it. But I knew this was something I had to discipline myself to do and not give up on. And, you know, my first few months in Bangkok were just torture, sitting there until the incense stick burned down. But I made myself do it. And then I went to the forest, and there wasn't a whole lot else to do besides that. And if Achan Shah had just put me somewhere and said, okay, here you go, you can meditate all day, it would have been very hard for me. And what happened after a while was that I started learning the language, and then these other Westerners showed up, and when they showed up, when Achan Sumedho wasn't there, I was the only person to translate, and then at one point there were five or six, and he said to them one night, this is your Achan. And I still just been a monk for a couple of years, and said, this is Achan Morapunyo, and he's, I can't speak to you directly, so he's my translator. So I had very low self-esteem at the time, and I wasn't reflecting on this, but afterwards I realized this was like the perfect thing for me, giving me something I could do and could do fairly well. But he couldn't resist taking a poke. He said, I'm not calling him Achan because he has any wisdom. It's just he's the only one who can translate. So. Just think of him as like a tape recorder that plays it back in English for you. But another remarkable thing about him is that when he spoke like this, the last thing that would ever happen was that you would have hard feelings or resentment or think he was belittling you. It just wasn't like that. You could feel it and you knew it.